News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. Yeah, do you know that song, Anchors Away? It is the Navy theme song for sure. Why are we playing that today? Let me think. Oh, I know. Navy Days. This weekend, it's happening. And today I have Dan McCourt, who's here with us. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning, Meg. Such a pleasure to be here.
And also Jennifer Harrison just walked in. Hey, Jennifer, how are you? Let me get your mic on.
I'm well. How are you?
You made it just in the nick of time. So excited. I can't believe y'all were just, I feel like you were just here back in April talking about this, and now it's here. It's this weekend.
It is indeed.
How exciting. Okay, well, you got to explain what this is, how it came about. Some people may have heard it. Navy Day, what is that now? Yeah, so explain.
All right,
Tell everybody.
A little background, which is probably helpful, Meg.
And so, by the way, I should say that Dan is the previous Commodore. The NAS Pensacola, and also a retired Navy captain.
Correct.
So thank you for your service.
Oh, you're so welcome.
And president of Navy Days.
You got it, Meg.
Okay.
So got to go rewind just a little bit. So back in about 2018, the CEO of the base at that time was a guy by the name of Tim Lucky Kinsella. Everybody in town knows that man. He's a terrific guy. I, at the time, was the president of the Navy League, and the two of us got together recognizing that Pensacola being a special place that takes care of our military and our Navy so well, really should have an event similar to many other large cities in the country. Big cities like San Francisco, down in Miami, they have a thing. Up in New York, they have a thing called Fleet Week.
I lived in New York, and when they had Fleet Week, it was the most amazing thing because when you would walk around the city, Everybody was in their Navy whites, and you'd see all these. It was amazing.
So,
I loved it.
So it was a huge thing we thought we should bring down to Pensacola. Something
Absolutely.
Similar. As it turns out, the Navy has other ideas in that regard. You have to fit a certain mold to really apply that.
Oh, really?
We weren't quite big enough, so we couldn't call it Fleet Week. We had to call it something else.
Huh, that's interesting.
So we searched and found some other names, and then about that time as we got going forward, sadly, there were several untoward events that occurred. We had a pandemic. We had, sadly, a shooting. We had COVID, and then a hurricane. So by the time all that finished, he and I were both had moved on to other things. Mm-hmm. And happily, the mantle got picked up by our state Senator Broxson, who then took this thing forward and carried that football across the finish line to bring it into what we know now today as Navy Days, or Pensacola Navy Days. Now, we say Navy Days, that's a term. This is truly a Navy town. We'll never argue that.
I love
the theme song you started with. But this is still about all services. So for this event, even though the term says Navy Days, we wrap our arms around all of the services. We have significant presence in Pensacola, huge presence of a wing at the Air Force, Army up at Corry Station, certainly the Navy and Marine Corps team anyway, and the Coast Guard presence now is huge. So this is for them. Not only that, it's also for our veterans. I have to underscore, it's a huge town, Pensacola, for military veterans and their families.
They train here and they want to come back here.
They do.
It's home.
I'm one of those guys. So so this event is for all of them, not just the Navy.
Okay. I love it. And Jennifer's here. Jennifer, what's your role with Navy Days?
So basically the coordinator of all
the
things.
Easy part. The easy part.
Of course. So easy. I'm just laying around
all day.
How do you
always get signed up for this stuff? She's, bless her heart. Jennifer is involved with just about everything in this area. So, and I never know. She comes in with different people. I'm like, okay, what are you here for now? I'm looking at the shirt. So I was like, wait a minute. Okay. So thank you so much for doing that. Because
having been
an events person myself, it takes a lot. And to coordinate something like this for a whole weekend. So let's talk about the weekend. It's here.
Yeah. So we kick off tomorrow with our inaugural golf tournament. Village, who was the former CO of the base, is heading that up.
Oh, my goodness.
It'll be at AC Reed on NAS Pensacola. He's got all kinds of fun things planned. So, shotgun start at 9:30 and lunch, Bloody Mary bar.
Oh, boy.
Lots of goodies, gift bags, and then a beautiful day of golf.
Okay. Hopefully, yeah.
Hopefully,
Well, we were just talking about that. Don and I were talking about that. Or Dan, I'm sorry. That Pensacola is a strange town. We could have this just formidable forecast, and then it'll be all north of us, and we have this little pocket where we're sunny and beautiful.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
you never... I never give a lot of
weight. We're doing Navy Federal, one of our sponsors, is all 10,000 of their staff are doing anti-rain dances for us. So,
whoa, yeah. Okay.
I went big.
Okay. Not fooling around with Jennifer.
No, not at all. Yeah, so on our golf tournament's actually sponsored by Astro Lincoln. Make sure to mention them. So they'll be around all weekend as well. And then tomorrow night at the Naval Aviation Museum, we have our Night Under the Blues gala.
Oh, how fun.
Night Under the Stars. But wait, what?
It is under the blues.
We got it is under the blues.
The formation of
so
balloons
many
or airplanes okay. is up
yeah,
there. Yes,
but yeah, so we'll
so
be
many things.
Yeah, so that'll kick off at 6:30. So we black tie event.
Ooh,
celebrating
fun.
Everything.
Are tickets still available for that? Or no? Are you sold out for that?
We could probably still squeak a couple in.
We could squeeze a few people in. They're closed online, so just go. If you contact us, we can see what we can do.
Okay.
If you really want to go, because we definitely want, it's open to anybody. We just had to close it off for access to the base and things
of
like
course.
That.
Of course. So, no, that makes perfect sense.
But yeah, so that's going to be tomorrow night. And then Saturday, which is our big day.
This is a big day. I'm looking at the events here.
4K, sponsored by Florida Power and Light.
Mm-hmm.
And that will kick off at 8 o'clock.
Where are they going to be running?
They're going to start at Plaza de Luna and then end up back at Plaza de Luna.
Okay,
so
that's nice.
They're going to run a 4K, which is a unique distance.
Three-ish miles, I think, right?
Actually, about two and a half.
Two and a half-ish,
okay.
So it's not your typical 5K that you see everywhere. We wanted to change it up a little bit. So.
Well, it makes more people are eligible to do it because it's not quite so far.
Yeah.
And actually, that extra mile makes a difference for those of
for
us.
Sure.
It does. It does. So that'll kick off then, and then we have a parade. No throw parade, but it'll be celebrating all of our installations, and there's some Mardi Gras crews partnering up to host them.
What time does that start?
That will be 10.
10 o'clock.
10 o'clock.
Okay. And we should mention that's not downtown as in Garden Street and Palafox as most parades.
Right.
This one starts up at Veterans Park and goes to Plaza Luna down Bayfront Parkway.
And ends at Plaza de Luna.
Right.
So it's a little bit different of a parade, but it's all to showcase and celebrate.
Do you have a website set up for this where people could see the route?
We sure do.
Okay. Yeah, PensacolaNavyDays.com.
Okay, so that's happening. But there's other things happening on Saturday as well, I hear.
Bet.
Yes, and then as soon as the race ends and right when the parade begins, our Fun Fest will actually kick off. So we have all kinds of fun activities planned. So we have a whole program, but we also have a lot of military vehicles. I got a helo coming.
Ooh.
So there's a helo that'll be parked there. And then we'll kick off our presentation at 11 with some ROTC bands from local high schools and ROTC competitions and all kinds of fun people. All the military will be represented.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Good morning. This is Meg with Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. And we're celebrating Navy Days here in Pensacola this weekend. And with me, I have Dan McCourt, who is here, president of the event, and also Jennifer Harrison, who's the coordinator of the Navy Days weekend. We've been talking about Friday, Saturday. What else do we need to know about?
Well, I think probably the parade is such a deal. Pensacola loves parades. As mentioned, this is going to start up at Veterans Park and come down Bayfront Parkway, then make a turn down Palafox and end up where Plaza de Luna, which is right at the foot of Palafox, right on the water. So people may recognize the statue down there.
That some people may
title.
Not know what that
exactly
is. So we
right.
say it so randomly because we're from here. But
Good old, that's the Luna statue. So that's where the epicenter for our events will be located. And as Jennifer mentioned, this is an opportunity for the local Mardi Gras crews, of which we are rich with those in Pensacola.
Yes, I think 100 something, right?
And they're hosting military units. And so we have units from all the different services will be on the floats traveling down the parkway, Bayshore Drive. It's a non-throw parade, but nonetheless, it'll make a one-way trip and come down to the Fun Fest where people can have a great time.
Mm-hmm.
And as Jennifer mentioned, got lots of static displays, plus food, plus beverage. We have several sponsors down there hosting us, and it's just going to be a great, good time.
Will there be anything for kids at the Fun Fest?
Yes. We have a rock climbing wall, and then we have some other kid activities that we're still working around just to make sure.
My notes say it's a kids' fun zone.
Yes, and we have a picnic area that'll be near all the Chow Hall that we're calling it, all the food vendors, so that people can bring their families, sit down on the grass on a picnic blanket. Yeah, so it'll be a nice, fun, dry day.
It's going to, what do we talk? You've got 10,000 people doing a non-rain dance.
Exactly. Yep.
I'm not even worried. Knowing that, I'm not even worried now.
It's rain or shine this year, either way.
Not even worried. If you just join us, we're talking with Dan and Jennifer about Navy Days coming up this weekend. And you can go to a website. They've got all the information. But right now, you have a chance to ask a question if you want to text it in at 850-437-1620. So what have we not talked about or mentioned that we should mention?
I want to mention all of our sponsors.
There you go.
Navy Federal and Pensacola Ice Flyers are co-presenting sponsors this year. Astro Lincoln is our golf tournament sponsor. Penn Air Credit Union is our Night at the Museum Black Tie Gala sponsor. Coca-Cola is one of our sponsors of Fun Fest and all of our signage. Then we also have FPL, that is our 4K sponsor. And we also, our media sponsors are News Radio.
Yay.
Cat Country and all of your affiliates.
Which makes me feel good because my dad was in the Navy.
Uh-huh.
So
very
Navy,
nice.
So I'm all in.
WAR and Pensacola News Journal and Tier 1 Media. And then we also have Lewis Bear that is sponsoring some of our beverages. Coca-Cola is sponsoring the other side of those beverages.
Right.
Okay. And then we also have Florida Blue that came on as a sponsor. And they're going to sponsor a bit of Fun Fest. Sunny's Barbecue actually is sponsoring feeding all of our high school kids.
Oh, wow.
So they're a sponsor on our Fun Fest side. And
I think you've got everybody.
He does.
Those are the ECAT, Escambia County Area Transit, is actually sponsoring our transportation to and from starts and finishes. And
then nice.
Our kids that are coming from the base that don't have transportation, they're driving them around.
That's amazing.
To the start and finish.
That's fantastic. Yeah. Well, as the coordinator, it sounds like you have covered quite a bit. How long has this taken to plan? I know you mentioned the initial idea was 2018.
It goes back. So the planning for this one, of course, started essentially when last year ended. Yes. Last year was our inaugural. We're hoping this will be a, no kidding, full event this year because we were rained out a bit last year.
I remember.
But we're doing it this year.
We're doing
way.
It. Rain or shine. Bring your umbrellas.
I do want to mention, Jennifer touched on it, a significant youth presence for this. So local high schools will be marching in the parade.
Oh, let's talk about that. Who's going to be in the parade?
That's a huge thing. So, and then in addition, the ROTC units locally from the high schools will be participating as well. We have a color guard coming from the Naval Air Technical Training Center from the base is going to lead this whole thing off.
Oh,
so
I
very
love
patriotic
that.
In that regard.
Mm-hmm.
And then, as she mentioned also, to kind of culminate at 11 o'clock, there'll be some proclamations read by our dignitaries and representatives. So we'll have Commissioner Wright from Santa Rosa County, and we also have our own local commissioner as well, Steve Stroberger, will present from the Escambia side.
Nice.
And they'll be presenting to the commanding officer of NAS Pensacola, Captain Newman, and as well as the Commodore of Turning Air Wing 5 up at Milton, Captain Kerr.
Excellent.
So that will be, and then following those will be, as Jennifer mentioned, a competition from the local junior ROTC units. We'll do a drill competition.
Oh, you didn't mention that.
Entertaining crowd. So that'll
That's
be much fun.
What time do you think that'll happen around?
That'll be about 11:45.
Well, that'd be worth watching.
Oh, for sure.
And is that with the rifles and everything?
That's
Yep. That's going to be fun.
They'll do all that.
Okay, so someone says, just had a question for you. When does it all start and what is a good place to park?
Parking is always an issue in downtown. So we do have, I mean, if you know downtown, you can get there early and park in a free spot. We do have areas if you wanted to be at the Veterans Memorial side at FPL. Mm-hmm. There may be some spaces open there. There's also spaces near the Wahoos.
Okay.
Like that open parking lot over there that would be available as far as big locations. But, I mean, parking's always tricky.
It's always tricky.
It's always tricky. Right. So
someone asked, yeah. Then another person just came in with the same, they're in the same wavelength, said, Navy Days parking will all regular free parking on Palafox south of Main Street and or Palafox Pier Circle be closed?
Yes. That is where okay. our Fun Fest is going to happen all in
so
Plaza
that'll
Deluna.
Be closed. Okay.
Yes. So that that area down there by Jocko's, that whole mm-hmm. area, as well as the parking lot behind those buildings, mm-hmm. but more toward the ferry side, because okay. that's where our beer garden will be, our floats will be staged there, so there'll be more activities all in that area.
Okay, well, it's a great area to walk, so mm-hmm. you just park and walk, and you'll have a great time.
Yeah.
In fact, we're basically shepherding people towards the parking structure that's right off Intendencia, right
yes.
there in their main. That's where
garage.
We're sending most people to go, that garage, yeah. and mm-hmm. That'll be free parking that day.
That's
oh,
right.
Great.
The garage, too, yes.
Fantastic.
Yes.
All right, we're talking about Navy Days right here on Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. If you've got a question, 850-437-1620. Need to take a quick break here, but we'll be right back. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg, and we are talking about Navy Days. Our experts are here, Dan McCourt, Jennifer Harrison. They're coordinating the whole deal. Sure. Let's go over the dates, the times, all the events. Some people have just joined us. I got two texts. When does it start? All of that. So we have just enough time to go over the whole agenda.
All right. So the big day, it starts tomorrow, Friday, the 9th of May. Mm-hmm. We have two events, our golf tournament and the gala at the Naval Aviation Museum. For the general public at this point, you can still sneak into those things, but they're pretty much wrapped up. For Saturday, it begins with a run at 8 o'clock in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
And again, our center of activities is Plaza de Luna. There will be a large arch for the running crowd, the 4K run that will take place. That starts at 8 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
They will run up around Veterans Park and come back and end back at Plaza de Luna about 9-ish or so.
Okay.
The parade, which will follow, will start at Veterans Park. This is on Saturday the 10th of May. Day before Mother's Day.
Mm-hmm.
And so it will start at Veterans Park, come down Bayfront Parkway, and end at Plaza de Luna. Again, that'll be consisting of lots of high school bands, lots of military, our Mardi Gras floats, a great good time for everybody as they come down to the Fun Fest part, which I'll let Jennifer talk about just in a second. That'll all kick off about 9 o'clock, and then we'll wrap up with presentations and drill competition among the junior ROTC units at 11 o'clock through 11:45. The whole thing is projected to go till about 2 o'clock. We may stay out there till about 3 based on interest.
Mm-hmm.
And all the good stuff that's going on for all that. I'll turn back over to Jennifer and let her talk about the activities that are happening down at Fun Fest.
All right.
Yeah, we have lots of food trucks. We have lots and lots of vendors. Some are local. Some are coming from Tallahassee, Fort Walton, anywhere drivable. They're bringing military vehicles. And I have a Hilo car driving in. Or being trucked in, I should say. The Hilo is not driving. so lots of big vehicles that are coming, different types of vendors that focus on military. And a lot of the installations and recruiting areas are actually bringing tables as well. So lots of fun things to do.
Okay, where can I go to find out the agenda, the times, all the information you've shared this morning?
PensacolaNavyDays.com.
Easy to remember, PensacolaNavyDays.com. All right, thank you both for coming in this morning.
Thank you.
Thank you for your time, Meg.
Super
we appreciate
excited
it.
About this event. It's long overdue. I'm so excited the second year is happening. Thank you again for coordinating it. Y'all are the best.
You're welcome.